Blog Talk Radio.
Put your left foot in front of your right foot and walk with me through the city of Shy, where the vault should be. Have you heard that the city crime? Sociologists be telling me the city dies from all the murdering, gang banging, and drug dealing. Every 30 hours they find another body with some slugs in them. And ain't no blood in it. This an ill state, nigga, and ain't no love in it. Now we gon' start with the South Side, where GDs and BDs and black stones don't coincide. Don't let me be your tour guide.
Hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
What's up, everybody? I seen a few people come on here today, so I cut the music a little short, figured that we could talk until the rest of them come on in. If they come on in, you know, it's hot out there today. It had a little bit of drizzle out this way. I mean, not you can't call it a drizzle. A few drops out this way. And, man, them boys might be out playing tonight, but you know what? I'm going to try to open the door up and give people the opportunity to come on in and do what they do. If not, we'll say a few things and we'll get on up out of here because I'm hot up in here right now. My air conditioner broke down. The goddamn AC mask has been coming now for the last couple of weeks, and they had to fire him and get another company to come out. You know, it ain't quick, fast, and hurry when you got that home insurance. That home insurance, my cousin had very much luck with it. So that's what kind of talked me into it. Hell, I could have paid somebody to come over here. I'd have been out of more money, but I'd have had that by now. And this dude claimed my date, and I don't believe it. My service date is on the 4th Tuesday. I don't believe it. Unless they paying them extra money to come out and take care of me, I don't know. But if he do, it'd be nice. It'd be real nice. But I know he ain't gonna get the thing fixed the same day. He gotta go back and report what he see and send them pictures. And from that point right there, then he be able to move forward. You know. So how y'all doing tonight? I know y'all probably in the air conditioner laughing at me because I'm burning up. I got a fan on me, though. I got a fan. And I got this thing in my house. It's called a whole house fan. It goes up the hallway, up the stairs, all the way through the attic. And it's a big old giant fan, and it sucks the heat out the house. But when it gets humid out, it can't move no air. They don't move the air real good, so I'm waiting for that nightfall. It's been cooled down a little bit up in here. I've been air conditioning all day in dialysis, and now I'm at home, and it's a little stuffy, but I got all the doors and windows open and the shotgun pointing at the door. So if some unwanted creature want to walk through that front door, they're welcome. I'm going to have a splatter. No, that ain't cool. I'm sorry I didn't say that. But anyway, y'all, things didn't seem to be trying to pick up, but it's a lot of BS going down, you know, but ain't nothing I can say about it. I can't talk about nothing but me and mine. And I ain't been able to do nothing myself. We've had my team cars out there, you know, but we haven't got a race yet. So, you know, sometime I don't know. But these guys that's completely ready, you know, I ain't going to sign on them too hard because it ain't my shit. And I don't know what they going through to make them where they're not able to race, you know, whatever. You know, maybe they just don't want to race or, you know, whatever it is, it's on them. All I can do is stick with my guys, and when we get everything together, try to put an example out there on how it should be. You know, be by example. I ain't gonna sit up there and talk about nobody else or their action. But I do know one thing, man, and we was talking about that. US 41. Again, I don't feel the track is bad at all. But the personnel, they're not really grudge race friendly. You know, they kind of put up with us. But it ain't no love there, I tell you that. Ain't no special events or time or anything they try to do for us to keep us coming. But we ain't got really nowhere else to go without traveling some miles. So we keep on going there. And, you know, some people say the track is bad. And I talk to some people. And some people say they fly down the track. So they start making the issue now, even with the glue, they claim that the track has got a bumpy surface. So I talked to a few people about that. They say, shit, I flew down there. I didn't have no problem. I said, but they say you got to have a computer. And the computer will tell you that it's bumpy. Well, hell, if you can't feel the bumps, and the computer got to tell you that it feel bumps, goddamn, can't be too bad. You got to wait and look at your computer. If the track was that bad, I would think that you would feel it while you're going down the track. Shit. You know, stop putting the computer on my ass now. That's the next phrase they use on me, their next answer. But, hey, man, 41. They went out there to do this grudge race. It had rained, I believe, all that night. So the next day, they didn't even bother to drag or sweep the track. They left all the leaves and everything on the track with no glue at all. They left it just like it was. Where the rain and stuff had washed up the glue, and most of the glue that was washed up was only in the tracks where the people needed that. You know, you could see the edges were still kind of shiny, but the tracks, they wouldn't even do like try to get the launch pad going, you know, where you launch it. And I think that's a little bit kind of off, because anybody do want to have, if they go to test and tune, they want to be able to get some kind of idea of what their car's really doing. And if you don't have a good track, I ain't saying you got to glue it like a radio track, but, you know, put something down there where you can get some bite. You know, an old regular strip, slick prep or something, you know, just make it tight. And, you know, at least if a person come out there and test, they can find out something. You can't find out nothing if you're pulling up on that track and you're just blowing the tires and trying to keep from killing yourself. But, I mean, everybody say Steve is a pretty good person. They talk to him, you know, kind of like on high standards. And, hey, that's all cool, but he ain't thinking about grudge races, you know, at all. You know, test and tune days is important, because how could you get your car right if you can't go out there and find out where you're at on test and tune day? That's what it's for. And you can't get a good enough surface to do that. So when we had to rent the track, I know they know how to prep. a track. But the reputation they have, people don't even want to trust them prepping the track. So that makes people, us, like, go out there and buy another, bring another prepper in from out of town because they won't do a good enough job consistently to let people know what they at with the prep job, you know. And that's kind of crazy to me because I would want the reputation of having a good sticky track all the time, you know. I ain't talking about no radio prep, but you can put a prep down where that a person might have to take a little bit of power off if they got a radio, but they can still get down the track. Hell, people with slick can't hardly get down the track the way they have it prepped on Test and Tune Day. And that's fucking insane. And I'd be getting myself beat up because I always get positive thoughts and what I think about the track. You know, I'd be positive about it, and I ain't going to change that because I know the track ain't bad as they say. But like I say, it ain't really a track. It's a personnel. You know, it's kind of like the personnel. And I ain't saying they're real bad, but they just don't have no interest in what the grudge racers need. And grudge racers bring a lot of money. And I mean, I can't see why they don't see that when they looked at like that event that we just had, you know. But they cater to a class racer, which is cool. But let's be equally fair to the grudge racers. I mean, we had no nonsense. I didn't see a whole lot of paper over the place. I did see a couple of people that were standing right beside the garbage can, right beside it, dropped a cup in a food container. And I mean, they was right beside the garbage can. So after they left and left it there, I asked my cousin that was with me, could he go pick that up and put it in the garbage can? So he did, because I didn't want to give him nothing to talk about in such a beautiful event. So we all got to kind of like kick in, especially when we out there, and so we don't get that bad grade, you know. So it ain't nothing wrong with helping out a little bit. For each and everybody to do that, that just shows us as being concerned and considerate, you know. And I want it to be recognized, you know. I don't need all the negative talk about, hey, they was out here and they left my track a mess, especially when I didn't see other ethnic groups out there and did worse. Garbage piled all the way up. They be kind of be their fault sometimes. They don't give them enough garbage can. Garbage pot foul all up and fall over, and people start dropping the garbage everywhere, you know. So I had addressed them with that last year a couple of times. I noticed they had no cans, but this time they had plenty of cans. They had plenty of cans, so well, no need of not using them, you know. It ain't such a hard thing to do. You know, just like when it came out with the seatbelt law. At first, it was a bother because we was used to just jumping in and taking off. But once you got used to jumping in there and pulling that seatbelt around and clicking it, it just became habit forming. So it wasn't no bother no more, at least not for me, you know. It's just automatic to me now. I get in the car, I'm reaching for the seatbelt first, you know. And I know all the stories about people that got killed with the seatbelts on, but I think they say a whole lot more people than got killed or injured with the seatbelt off. And if they would have had it on, well, they'd have been all right. They'd have been all right. Well, I talked to Hootie today, and brother nephew, had seen a Mustang that he thought they would be excited about. But, you know, Hootie and them been doing, they've been on top of their game, and they had saw that Mustang twice. The first time they saw it was in Texas. It was like a full roller for $2,000. The guy sold it out from under them. And the next time, it's like when we saw it, It was in Alabama. And the guys had took the rent, and so they stripped the car for what they wanted. And the Southern saying, okay, I'm going to get my $2,000 back at least. They went $4,500. I was like, wow. So Hootie and them knew that. So I guess to them it wasn't really worth it unless they can't find nothing else. They figure if they can find that one for $2,000 as a roller, they probably can find something else. I don't know, because I paid $8,000 for mine as a roller. So this $45 sounded pretty good to me, you know. But they say they're looking up another one. So if anybody happened to see a Mustang like Hootie got, you know, give him a call, give him information on it, and let him know. You know, he got everything to go. He got all the guts to go in it. But he just don't have he don't have nobody. So we look out for each other that way. I'm pretty sure it'll be, you know, well taken. Anyway, let's see. Let's move forward. I don't know if my guy gonna come on tonight. The undercover Rudd Racer. He missed on me last week, and he do a pretty good job bringing them topics up. Something we could talk about. But and since he ain't on here right now, anybody else got something they want to bring to the front and talk about it? You're welcome to hit that one button. Yes, sir. Ain't nobody hit the one button yet. I guess I'll go find the tune. And go call Undercover Lover. Let y'all take a little break there and see which one of these tunes I want to play. Not that one. That's a good two, but I want my favorite. What's my favorite at? There you go, right here. Uh-oh, I got too many hands up. Shit, I can't play my favorite song. Hold on. See who these folks is. What's up, kid?
What's going on, Eddie?
Ain't nothing happening, super duper co-host.
Mm-hmm.
2978, who we got here? Hold on, let me bring
What's
the opening mic. I ain't too much, man. What's up, Yakety Yak? Don't come back.
Oh, man.
All right, kid, go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Mute their mic, man. I'm telling you. But
me to meet them night now?
Yeah, cause you know that bad acting, man. You know,
oh man, come on, man.
Yeah, man. But my question is, if Big Sam don't supposed to be having another race around by the end of July?
It's supposed to be July 30th, but you know they kind of figuring it might be too soon to get everything back together. So you have to listen out for that one because it might not happen. It might have happened, If they don't been in, start putting things out within the next week or so, you can imagine that it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, because if you're going to have a race, seems like you'd be trying to get it out on the airways and shit. You know,
yeah, I think they put that one a little too close together. I guess, you know, I think the reason they set that up was that if this one got rained out, they had another date to take a chance on, and they was going to try to use it, but, you know, them races ain't easy to put together, man, and you got so much time to get everything rolled up and figured out and ordering the flyers and all that stuff, so you kind of need a little time. So if he feel like working hard, I'm going to work with him and help him out just like I did this last race, and, we probably can get it done, but. Yeah, it's kind of doing all the races like that, man, and it's a little bit of work to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Hey, kid, did I see you at that boy funeral with one of them t-shirts on saying the Knockout King or something like that?
No, huh?
Oh, okay. I thought that was you, man. Yeah, man. So where y'all at? Y'all come on in here. Let me try to Let me see. Unknown. If you're out there, unknown. If you're out there, unknown, hit the one button to come on in if you're already open. Man, I'm going to have to give you a call, man. Chuck my duck. Is you out there? Whack, whack. Whack, 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 whack. Where you at, Chuck? Chuck probably out on the water with a keg of beer. Not a half keg.
Oh, man.
A keg. Yeah, man. He probably
a whole
got a
keg?
Whole keg of beer. Yes, sir.
Damn.
That's Miller's High Life. That's his thing. Miller's High Life, man. Yes, sir. That's his thing, that boy. Yeah, man, with kids. I ain't got to play no music since you're on here with a couple other guys. But y'all come in and keep kid company while I go see if I can find the unknown Grudge Racer.
He might be spent out from all day on this on the morning show.
All right now, y'all. I did get in touch with him, and he said he's a little tied up right now, but he said he's going to come on when he get a chance to. But if he don't and we get going, it's going to be hard to stop them folks when they get going. That's why I tell him he should try to get on early because it'd be a traffic jam in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, kid? Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
What's going on,
yep,
Big Eddie?
What's up, Ed? That's you, E?
Yep. What's going on with you?
Oh, what's happening, E? What a deep blue at?
Sitting in the garage.
Is ready to rock and roll?
It's always ready, baby.
All right, I want you to call Kid out for me.
Call man.
He think he's tough, man. He think he can fly.
No, I'm just as humble as humble pie.
I got
what's
a few
up,
more
kid?
Hands up. Oh, they go yak. You say don't bother yak, huh? Let him be cool. White
no.
Be a cool kid.
Yeah, you know, you say Mike's, man.
All right. All right, let me mute Yak, man. I can't mute Ron, man. I'm going to mute Matt Yak right now. Mute it. Yeah, man. He being quiet right now, kid. You know, I had thought about, man, Sunday. I don't really be having nothing to do on Sunday, and it looks like Chemo and Lil Will, they come on every now and then. The show be set up and everything. You call in, all you hear the music. So, man, I was thinking about getting a brother like Yak that like to talk and threaten people to trying to do
he good at that
a Sunday show. Yes, sir, he do that. But I've been trying to get a hold of Yak, and he won't call me, so I can talk to him to see if he was interested in doing something like that. And, you know, we ain't got to do it every week because, I mean, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday a little rough on me, but I'd be willing to do it just to get a fella something to do on Sunday because we don't have nothing to do on Sunday no more, you know. Yeah, they have a show, you know, we just probably pass down ours, you know, and get with them. But, man, they need to come on with it, man. Sometimes we want to just listen. You know.
Yo.
Yakety-yak. Well, yeah, yakety-yak. Don't come back. Man.
Big Eddie, what's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling today?
What's up, yakety-yak?
Oh, man.
Man, this ain't no damn yak, man.
Oh, who is this?
Marvin.
Marvin, I ain't see you. Oh, I ain't see your number. Oh, that is your number. Yeah, that is your number there. I'm sorry, Marvin, man.
Four deuces, baby.
Yeah, yes, sir, man. How you coming along, man? You getting that thing straightened out?
Man, man, coming along. I broke some shit, so let me tell you, boy. Just about when you think you done got the best of the best shit, that motherfucker gonna find some weak shit. You know what I'm saying? But lucky
he's gonna find some weak shit. You're damn right.
Huh? Oh yeah, that power go find some weak shit, man. Luckily it wasn't nothing too serious, so it's repaired down and shit. I'll be going out testing in the morning.
Yeah, man. Man. Well, I sure was looking forward to seeing you, man.
Oh yeah.
I said I sure was looking forward to seeing you.
For missing the show, but I flew up there, but I'm like, you know what? Let me go and take this card, man, because me there without my card, I really would have felt funny, but I did want to attend. I got you. Clocks off, baby, I got you.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm finna try to have a guy design me some new, clocks off stickers. I kind of got a design in my head, but maybe he might can come up and make it even a little slicker than what I'm thinking about.
See, the one you got now, pretty nice.
Yeah, that's pretty nice, man. But we just had two. That's all because Leroy kind of want to update the sticker, so we kind of working on it.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
We kind of working on it, man.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. It's taking a little outdated. It's about, what, 15, 20 years old?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I still got some of them, too. And
I forgot
to bring them to the track with me. Yeah, I forgot to bring them to the track with me.
Yeah.
I did Double D and Leon like I did too. I melted them to them.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Good shit.
Yeah, man.
Good shit. Yeah, I'll definitely be smelling some gas and some rubber tomorrow, goddamn.
No, man.
Yeah. I heard you mention something earlier about testing. You got to get out and test your car.
Yeah, man.
You do. You got to get out and test.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, I ain't coming out until I'm 100%. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people don't. Well, no, a lot of people do know how much time and effort go into this shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
So. But, hey, I'm almost there.
Yes, sir.
10 feet away.
Yes, sir.
Yep, so, I got a few guys in my truck up first, you know.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
hey, Ma.
My,
Huh? I say, hey, man, if we didn't prove nothing else that day, we proved that 41 can get sticky as any other track.
Oh, yeah. I think was that last year? I made it to Vaughn event. And that track
I think 41 done it theyself at the last event. And Chuck then told me, said, hey, man, them people went out traveling and they learned how to do it. They traveled with some person. He named the person and said he taught them how to do the tracks in different conditions and stuff. And when they came back for the last 2 years, they can put together a good track if they want to. But they need to put together something decent on test and tune days, too. Because people don't want to go out there and test and tune their car and they can't get no results from it. You know? So they got to kind of change their attitude a little bit, man. Nobody tell them to put a ton, no ton of glue on the track, but make it where you can get down the track.
Exactly.
You know, we know they ain't going to put no radio prep down on test and tune day. But put something down where you can get down the track, you know. Yeah,
okay.
Man. Yeah, man. So.
Well, Big Eddie, I got a question
for you.
Kid?
Come on.
Now, since why can't people chip in and buy glue and see if the track will put it down for them?
Hey, kid, for just a test and tune day, you shouldn't have to chip in. They should want their reputation, man. It's just a test and tune day, and there'd be enough cars out there to pay. That's what they're charging the fee for test and tune, I would think. I mean, and then like an event day, if they don't have to use no glue and you spend an extra $3,000 to bring somebody in, that's more than chipping in. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Every other track don't ask you to chip in. Just to put down the regular prep. They ain't asking for no whole life. They just want to be safe. In other words, if they don't think they're getting enough money to be safe and they need some more money, then don't make ask nobody to chip in. Raise your price. Raise your price $5 for everybody to come in and do. You know. I don't think they need no money to rich folks, man. They just want to be assholes towards the drug racing, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't it make sense? I mean, I've been getting my head busted because I go different from what people try to say about it and dog the track out, and I'm getting my head busted and getting all shot up. And then they want you to do the little things this year. Well, I'm getting shot up for that. And then they want you to try to come on and at least talk to the people and explain what's happening, man. You know where y'all going with this shit? Hey, man, I can't give them to come on the show. So, man, I'm still not going to lie on the track and say it's bad. It's the personnel that's bad. The track is cool. I don't care how mad I get at them. I'm not going to make a lie and tell the truth about that from what I know and what I hear. You know, it's a pretty good car, you know. So all I'm saying is, if your fellow man throwing an event out there and you study back in the track, you in his pocket. You in Big Sam pocket, you in your pocket, Sean pocket, Vaughn pockets, whoever having the race, you in their pockets. And you call yourself a friend. You you know, my grandmama used to always say, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, keep it in your mouth. That's what I'm talking about, man. We supposed to be a little more, you know, unified than what we are, man. Have a little more unity, a little more love for each other, man. But the world has changed, man. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, kid. I don't know how much longer, man, I'm going to stay on this show. And the people can start loading up on here, but ain't nobody got nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking pretty good since I got on the show now. And you came in with me and Marvin and Eric, you know. I appreciate that. But it takes more than us to make conversations unless we really got something we want to bring to the forefront.
Yeah.
Anybody got anything to bring to the forefront that's on the line already? Want to talk about anything? I mean, what you enjoyed or what you think should be done, or you know, talk about anything, man. You know, even if you say, man, I need to wash this spot, get it off my rim. I got a spot on my rim.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's just holler, man. Yes, sir.
For sure. Oh,
that's
man,
what it's all about.
I want to send Vic my condolences, man. His mama passed.
Did she pass?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I saw it on the book, I think, a couple days ago. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I definitely want to send him my condolences, man.
You know, I didn't even know his mama was sick. I remember him talking about his wife was sick. I didn't know his mama was sick.
Well, you know, I don't know the, you know, what happened, but yes.
You sure she just passed?
Yeah,
we
I did.
Vic,
see
a
I went up
there.
We
talking about Vic?
I went up there to see, was it like a memory?
Vic.
But it wasn't no memory, huh?
Yeah, I think I saw something on Facebook yesterday or something.
Yeah, but I thought it was like he said, I thought it was like a memory, something he was like talking in the way that he missed her.
Right. No, I looked up there, and it wasn't no memory. It was an actual post.
Wow. Yeah, man. Well, hey, I wanted to ask everybody to keep Vic one of our finest racers, one of the best, and, you know, keep him and his family in your prayers, and you know, him and his family in your prayers, man. And I know I'm going to keep him in mind. Man, Vic. Yes, sir. Man, Vic. I probably won't be seeing you on the show tonight. My mama in the hospital, too, at the same time. And so far, it seems like she didn't turn around. So, God bless you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, if anybody want
to
come on and say a word for Vic, you're welcome. I wish I knew how to preach. I'd put a prayer for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Vic, all right guy, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A prayer
yeah,
to
somebody
man,
told
family.
Me what. Huh?
And my prayers for him and his.
How about this? Everybody bow your heads. Everybody bow your heads. We're going to give a prayer to Vic, because Vic always been a nice dude to me. He always, him and his family always been good people to me. And I'm going to give him this prayer. This from church. I just want to say thank you, Father God. I just want to say thank you, Father God, for the life itself, just living. Vic, good people, just keep his family intact and make him come back to his family. Father God, I just want to say, Father God, just have him whole when he do come back, because he's a good person, and have some type of compassion. Everybody on this phone that's listening to my voice, have some type of compassion to everybody on the phone. They said love. Show love then. If you don't show love, if I don't tease with you or mess with you, we get it. We get it, Father God. I just want to just have people to have some type of mental constructive.
All right, come on, brother.
With theyself to say, have some type of dignity about theyself, Father God. I'm rushing with it because Vic, my man.
Right, take your time, brother. Yes, sir.
Big good people, man, and I don't want to see nobody hurt. And Lord have mercy, man. I apologize for the prayer, man, but love Vic on the real, bro. Love, bro. Love, man. And
yes, sir.
You and your
yes,
family.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody that's listening, patient sometimes. Sometimes you got to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come to you. Actually, it'll
yes,
actually
sir.
Come
Thanks.
To you, man.
Yes, sir. I'm pretty sure he appreciate that, brother. I ain't worried about. Hey, you did your thing. You did what you need to do, and it's all right. You ain't got to be perfect on nothing like that, man. Hey, you just showing your heart, and I'm pretty sure he appreciate that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, because he a good dude. Vic a good dude.
Yeah, he is, man.
Some people that I actually tease with, I actually know them people like in real life. So I don't tease with people that I don't know in real life. We talk shit on the phone and stuff like that, but people that I tease with, I know them in real life. So you got to see them in real life form to actually know them. You know what I'm saying? So every time I seen you, and you always, we talk shit over the phone. That ain't got nothing to do with it. But when I see you in real life, guess what? Hey, baby, or Big Eddie, or you know what I'm saying? And you actually put me in my place. You know what I'm saying? And I have to understand that, because you my elder, and by you being my elder, guess what I have to do? I have to respect that. I have to respect that, bro.
Hey, I'm your elder, but I'm gonna respect you just as well. I'm gonna respect you just as well as anybody else. I'm gonna give a dog respect, because I don't look down on nobody, man. I figure everybody is eye to eye, and that's the only way I can look at it. Some people think they the big eyes, and some people the little you, but it don't work like that with me. I look at everybody the same way, man.
I wouldn't give a hoot if you had a quadrillion million dollars. You gonna still be
that's right
mudbone.
I'm gonna still be
you.
Me.
See what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm gonna fuck with you. I already know I'm gonna come over and fuck with you, because that's the relationship. That's the relationship.
Hey baby, where your pussy ass been, bitch?
I ain't been no motherfucking well trying to get a motherfucking house. I'm been trying to.
Hey,
big
hey, Shawty, hey, hold up, kid.
Yeah,
hey,
because
they was on one about Vic and his family. Hey, baby, don't get
that. They ain't
there.
Talking about Vic right now. This motherfucker over here talking about how he looking at somebody with bitch ass. Shut up, bitch.
All right, man. That's right. Yeah.
House,
yeah.
That's
yeah,
why
I'm
talking about if you had $1 million and all that. Hey, bitch, we talking about something else. Shut up.
I don't want to hear that shit, bitch.
We want to hear it, man. We don't want to hear that.
Come on with it. Come on with it. What you got?
Yeah.
What you got, sir?
No, we want to hear what Flop was talking about.
Nah, Flop was talking. Come on, Flop. He hasn't got Flop. Is it?
No,
on, Flop.
I wasn't saying nothing. I wasn't saying nothing. I was trying to get shouted up, be on the hush. We was kind of on a serious moment about the passing of Vic Love.
Yeah.
I ain't going to shout it
big,
to jump
yeah.
in oh, and go to Joni right quick.
Right, but that ain't
yeah,
what I heard,
Vic
though.
Vic a good dude.
Yeah.
I know
but
that
you
ain't
got
what
the flip flop if you need it.
I told baby shut the fuck up. Because you wasn't talking about this.
Mm-hmm. Why the fuck you always got my name in your mouth?
Because I like you.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I like you too. I don't like you.
Dude, I'm trying to tell Flop. That boy's not talking about that, man. I'm trying to shut him up.
Yeah, no, man.
Y'all ain't going to talk about the other stuff,
man. You ain't going to keep talking to church.
I know, man.
Respect church gang.
I was looking for church earlier, man. The man hunk, the man got on away from us. I ain't like that. He was on the morning show.
You went to messing with me. Because you went to messing with me. And
well, I'm messing with you now. You ain't run away now.
Because I'm sitting up there trying to tell your dumb ass, we get paid off your voice. We can get paid off your voice.
Okay, well, get paid off of it then. Get paid off of it, nigga. You don't owe me nothing. Get paid off of it.
You ain't listening to what I'm saying.
Call the people and get paid, man. Tell Eddie. You call them people, man. Y'all get paid off my voice then. You get paid off of it.
That's what I'm sitting up and trying to
I will go on and do it then. Shit.
You just want to get paid off your voice.
Could
I have like...
No, y'all can get paid
get on
off
his ass.
I'm going to just keep talking for y'all.
Get on his ass.
I'm going to do it for the vine, nigga.
No,
you going to
do it.
I'm going to do it for charity.
Hold on, shorty. Hold on.
Listen, man. You going to get all the money, man. I'm
no,
doing it for
you. I'm going to give you some. You know I'm going to share with you. All
right, well, if you give me some, I'll take it. I appreciate it, brother. But you don't owe me nothing. Oh, no. You're right about that, Lisa. He been lying to me for the last...
Hold on. Church ain't lying. Church keep a bankroll.
Man lied to me about 5 months ago, man. Shorty, I got something for you. Just hold on. Hold on, shorty.
You got to do a shut the fuck up.
Give me a few minutes. Bitch, I'm damn near about to die. You tell me you got something for me. I'm steady holding on. Ain't down to this shit. You ain't doing a motherfucking thing, bitch. Kick it off. Kick it off.
You could have kept that.
Who told you I got rid of Big
Meat?
You told it.
Well, long as I told it, then it's okay. Because if you'd have told me somebody else told you, I'd have fucked you up. Don't tell me when nobody else telling you.
Because you told it. Motherfucker.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Well, leave it alone. Leave me the fuck alone. Let me work
my... Why is you telling me? I didn't want you to remind nobody.
Man,
did you hear Eddie? I didn't tell Eddie. I don't need you telling my shit, punk ass nigga. Then you hear Eddie say, what? Don't be telling. Don't be letting Eddie. I don't want Eddie to hear
I just can't believe you talking
about the fuck I'm doing.
Well, why
is
Eddie telling you?
I ain't
why
just had to drive, Big Leech, man.
I had to get rid of the car, man. Pussy ass nigga. I didn't want nobody to know
problem.
I was hurting.
Well, shit, they sent pictures of your shit.
Man, you a lying bitch ass nigga. Stop making up shit, bitch.
A Kamala Harris with boots on.
Look at this pussy motherfucker. Steady making
you
up
know,
shit.
Hey, Charlie, you got rid of boots. Big Leech, man. I ain't getting time for the rabbit.
Yeah, man, bitch ass baby, man. He lying to me and shit. Tell me he gonna bring me a few times. I said, man, fuck it. I'm gonna sell the car. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
bitch ain't running me nuts.
I ain't from my honey.
Then he lied. Look, he just lied a couple weeks ago. Talking, man, I'm sitting there running around here. Still got this money in my pocket, Charlie. Do you still want this money? Ain't bring me shit. Bring it to me. Bitch, bring it to me. Bring it to me.
Goddamn it, slide out that motherfucking wall. I swear on this to God.
Bring it to me then.
Matter of fact, I got more money than
that. Well, bring it to me then, motherfucker.
What?
Why don't you bring me a couple thousand, bitch? Bitch, you a lot. Well, why would I sell Big Meat if I don't need no money?
Well, call me on the back line to tell me what you need.
Well, you ain't said on the back line. You would have told everybody on the front line that I was fucked up and I sold the car. So why would you do that?
You said that shit. I don't know why the fuck.
Yeah, nah, I didn't tell him I was fucked up.
You never said you was fucked up. No,
I know, but you implying that I'm fucked up.
No,
I don't like
that. I said that. No.
You didn't say it, but that's what you mean.
No, I never. No, I don't mean that. Hell no, how the fuck you fucked up and you fucked with church? I ain't.
Well, give me the money then, man, and stop bullshitting.
Well, guess what? We going in it. We gonna go in it. Fuck around with you. You
okay.
Got me fucked up, boy.
Okay.
How the fuck I'm gonna walk around here, goddamn it, at the club, goddamn it, popping bottles? You can't pop one.
That's what I'm saying. That shit ain't cool.
Have your own money before we get in there.
That shit ain't cool.
Your own motherfucking money before we get in there. You man,
that right.
One over here fucking with some bitches. You fuck with them other bitches.
That right.
Doing all the extra shit.
Man, I told Lee that. I don't know why Lee telling me why I'm talking to church like that. I told him that.
Man, Lord don't even go like that. You already
know. I told Lord what it was.
Come on, man. You already
you
know? Know.
I told him what it was.
All is well.
How you fan out when you got home? That flop on the phone. I want to make sure he got home when he got home safe. That's my man, bro. I fuck with that motherfucking nigga flop. It's my home.
Where was flop at? He had to get home.
Man, don't worry about what the fuck we be doing. You won't worry about when them niggas had to get to downtown. That was you.
Damn! Nigga turned to junkie, boy.
Hell yeah, they tried to take everything.
You ain't tell me that, church. You should have called me. You just threw up a smoke screen,
yeah,
nigga.
I tried to call everybody, but everybody left.
Man, you ain't trying to call me, church. You're lying.
Well, guess what? They the fuck out my business.
Who down there, that motherfucking Kamala? Don't you know Kamala a bad bitch? That bitch get out of there fast.
No.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. I know you
they
ain't
the vice president. Man, I'm having secret services following me and shit. It's going down.
That's why I'm camp 18 to the front.
Well, I'm saying, why you ain't calling me jumping
no,
them niggas that jack you, nigga?
This real shit, right? This real shit. A nigga gonna say, man, you be hollering camp 18 and you from the west side and this and that and this and that. I've been seeing camp 18 and skin fuck motherfuckers up for the last give or take 20 to 25 years.
So wait a minute, what you mean?
Listen, you dummy.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I say, why wouldn't I be Camp 18? Them people racing, they got money, they look good every time they come out, the car's nice. Why would it, you motherfuckers around here, goddamn it, ain't got nothing to pretending to look like money?
Yes, man.
You got these raggedy-ass race cars. And y'all, okay, it's going to take you. Hey, bro, listen. Hey, real shit. Hey, skin. This real shit. Hey, skin. Now, how much it costs just to get to the track with Kamala Harris if you just drive it with the slicks in the trunk of that motherfucker?
About $20-something dollars.
Okay, $20-something. Now,
yeah.
You got
to pay. Then I
got
to pay to get in and shit like that. Now, if you count that too, now that's another 50.
Right.
Okay.
That's you just driving, and then you got to come back, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And gas, I probably use like $20-something on gas. $25, $30, give or take.
Okay, give or take. Now, these motherfuckers got trailers. These motherfuckers got tow cars and all this shit. Now you add that shit up, going to the track at 40.
Oh yeah, they spend more than me. Then I just pull back in the garage and then cut him off and go on and out. You know.
And then, and you feel like if the pretty lady want to call you and start talking shit, and you'll take her down.
Oh, she can put her toes. She can put her toes on the dashboard.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right. That makes more common sense to me than having it.
Yeah. Just get in. Buckle up, and I'm going to make you pussy wet. That's all.
And then you got
hand up. Hell yeah, I got that on that motherfucker, man. You know, I got the everything that come with it. I got everything. I got the motherfucking lane control. If that bitch try to go in the other lane, the motherfucking wheel will turn back and keep me in the lane. Everything on that bitch.
Hey,
you know what I'm talking about?
Man, your mic is open.
Stop kissing skin ass, nigga.
Oh,
shit, yakety yak. Don't come back.
Yeah. Don't you stop with me. I'm going on mute. I'm Miss Stokes tonight.
You better not stop. I got some good ones for your goddamn ass tonight.
I don't want no smoke.
Hey, Church.
I don't want no smoke with you yet.
Hey, Church. Tell Yak and them, they get a street car, beat they motherfucking ass. Fuck Vaughn, Mike Radlin, Yak, whoever the fuck with them. Jack Ball, I beat the fuck out them. Now, what's up?
We ain't got no street car. Scan you one that.
Well, go borrow one, motherfucker.
They don't like me like they like you, Scan. They don't like me like they like you.
Motherfucker.
I
y'all
got
to ask him over there. Why your sis ass off. Didn't bet with Lowe when I put my dick in his mouth? I'll do it again. Motherfucker.
Man, I ain't bet with man one
y'all
of y'all, man.
Y'all affiliated with them punk motherfuckers. Get up there, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? Y'all ain't got no street cop with your lying ass. Y'all over there with
them,
licking on them. You talking about baby sucking dick. Y'all over there licking on egg dick. Get up there, nigga.
Nigga, you ain't baby sucking each other dick.
Be
nigga.
Talking to my motherfucking church
about,
like
nigga.
That, nigga.
Church, goddamn a preacher
going
to reverend, motherfucker.
Get your faggot ass up in Little Mo, motherfucking run on. I'll beat your motherfucking ass, nigga.
You won't do shit, man.
You just like the way it feels with that goddamn salt. Take it on, let me calm in. Come on.
Man.
Let me calm in.
Won't you just take a little spot, man? That's all.
Man,
take the back
the fuck out of here. Fuck, I look like taking a spot. With a fucking daily driver. What's wrong with you, boy?
Stop that shit, man. I'll take a spot
if you drive that motherfucker. Come on. I'm going to take a spot. Come on.
You won't. You Hello? Already know I ain't going to get in.
Well, what the fuck did you talking about then? Take a spot. Then you just asked me to take a spot. I said, okay. Now, what the fuck is the problem?
Yeah, but I told you I'm not driving that motherfucker. You
man,
won't.
Get your candy ass in there, your car. And whip your motherfucking
ass,
boy.
I don't want to get licked, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I stay in my place, man. I do good talking shit. I ain't shit behind a steering wheel.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to wire you boys up. I know y'all got some little old boys hanging around there. Y'all just got them all scared of me. Y'all got them little old boys in daily drivers. I put my fang in their ass. Come on.
Oh,
I'm a
man.
Motherfucker with a street car, nigga. What's up? I'm the baddest motherfucker with a street car, nigga.
Yeah.
Get up there. Get your motherfucking ass up there. Step 18 to the front, nigga. You better ask Church.
Man, Church just want to suck some dick.
Ain't a man. Step 18 to the front. Ain't a man. Hey, yeah.
We know you motherfuckers racing. We know you. I don't forgot the name of y'all group. What's the name of y'all group, Yak? I don't forget.
It's clocked off, man.
We got you now. Man, Chicago
yeah,
Grudge.
What's the name of
Yak? Chicago Grudge.
Yeah. You a lying motherfucker, nigga. The name of y'all motherfucking group. I forgot what it used to be. Y'all had a lot of
honey in that motherfucker. It used to be Rough House.
Oh, yeah, Rough House. Rough on y'all ass, nigga. I'll make y'all ass rough when I scratch it up, motherfucker.
Man,
yeah,
man, fuck that. Hey, soon I get back together, get your damn son and get G.I. Joe. Let me fuck both of y'all up.
G.I. Joe on ball. Get your ass on ball and come on. Man, that don't matter. Fuck both of y'all up. You got to give me a spot. Now give me a spot, motherfucker. I'm running on balls. Are you crazy? You got the back tie, man.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga.
I'm going to do you. Hey, you like some dragon trying to do look on.
Nigga, you got the
Tell
motherfucking back tie. You got the back
Tell
tie, motherfucker.
I got the back tie.
Yeah.
I take that long. I ain't got to drive.
You ain't got to drive. You got it.
Well, where's Scott? G.I. Joe?
Oh, no. Now you picking cars. You going to pick the car for me, huh?
I'm just
saying you got the back tie. Why would I give you the back tie with G.I. Joe when I just told you had to give me a spot? I'm on motor. Make it make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Make it make sense, motherfucker.
I got to see what car you're going to give me the back tie.
Make
that
make sense, motherfucker.
I'm trying to see what car you're going to give me the back tie with.
Okay, but no, you're not trying to see. You're trying to tell me what car to give you the back tie with. You ain't trying to see. So if you were trying
I
to see, you'd shut your fucking mouth and let me tell you what I was going to get to you with. You didn't let me
tell
you. You told me.
Come on.
You told me to do what G.I. Joe. So I know something wrong with you. You retarded. So ain't no sense to me even trying to race you because you retarded.
I am retarded. I'm trying
well,
to win before I start.
Shit like that on the Eddie show. I don't even want to race you.
I'm not retarded, brother. I'm trying
you
to win before it starts.
You retarded.
I'm trying to win
if
before
I
it starts, man.
With G.I. Joe, then you turn around and I tell you you got the back tie and you come back and say, with G.I. Joe, you got to be retarded. You either one of Jerry Lewis' kids or you retarded. Which one are you?
Man, one.
You a lying motherfucker. I got your DNA, motherfucker.
You
one of his kids?
No.
Man, you one of Jerry Lewis' kids or you retarded?
I'm not
a
damn one of
them. You a lie. You one of Jerry Lewis' kids. I took you
no,
on that. You're a lot.
No, I'm not. My mama was too old to fuck Jerry Lewis.
Oh, God damn.
He didn't want to ask.
Hey, motherfucker, this fucking bitch. What the fuck is you talking about, nigga? Man, what the fuck is wrong with you? Jerry Lewis old enough to be your daddy. Fuck is you talking about, man? Man, you know how long Jerry Lewis been dead?
Man, long ass time.
Well, what the fuck is you talking about, man? That motherfucker old as Methuselah if he'd still been living.
He didn't want no pussy. He was a fag.
Hey, Jerry Lewis would have been 100 years old and still been living on the fuck.
What the
fuck are you talking about? Do you know where he'd be a nigga? 23. I did. Tell your motherfucking ass up, nigga.
Hey, Scan.
Yay.
I think I seen Jimmy last week or something post up Lil Fonzo died.
I don't even know who Lil Fonzo is.
Big Fonzo's son.
Yeah, but I ain't not know.
Yeah, I know I didn't see him, but it's been so long, he probably was a little bitty kid when I saw him. Yeah, I gotta give Jimmy a call. I've been meaning to call him.
Y'all.
All right, where y'all at? Don't be scared to come on here now because y'all done heard Yak voice. He's going to lock y'all ass in. Oh, shit.
Yeah, motherfucker don't want no motherfucking jokes with Yak. That's why motherfucker ain't talking. Motherfucker, Yak a bad motherfucker with them jokes.
Man, these boys know I ain't got no oil pressure. That's just like Skin say. They don't give a fuck what Yak say. I can't lock my own car in. That's what Terry will tell
me. Man.
I don't do nothing but laugh. Believe me. Soon I get some more pressure down on his ass. I'm going.
Anybody like to lawyer you?
Oh.
Anybody like to lawyer you?
Is the lawyer racing flop?
I don't know.
No.
But I just don't like lawyers.
Oh, shit. Hey, man. Yeah, man. Y'all come on with it.
They don't want no motherfucking smoke.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Well.
Hey, Uncle Mudbone. Hey, Uncle Mudbone, quick question.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Who you like between Big Mudbone and Bodie? I'm going on mute.
Shit.
Now, why don't you say some dumbass?
Big Mudbone, without a doubt. Anybody bet the other way, be prepared to unload your pocket.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Uncle Mudbone. That's what I'm talking about, Uncle Mudbone.
Yeah, man.
Nigga, you knew that already, nigga.
But you said Leroy wasn't going to do shit no way with the cop.
What the fuck do that got to do with you know who you was betting with?
I just wanted to tease. I want to talk
with you, boy.
Had a voice.
What's wrong with you, boy? What's wrong with you?
I'm retarded.
I see. I'm sorry.
And you ain't falling too front or too far behind. I tell you that. You right in the same circle. I tell you that.
Yeah.
Bodie getting fucked up. I think Bodie getting fucked up.
Yes, sir. Without a doubt.
I think Bodie get fucked up. I'm like Stokes. Yeah.
As long as he makes the trip, he getting fucked up.
Mm-hmm. If that man make that trip, Mudbone, Big Mudbone make that trip.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
It's all over.
I'm look at motherfuckers' faces. I promise you, I just want to look at motherfuckers' faces like.
Man, stop crying. You keep crying with the baby.
Because you always tease with me, bro. About that goddamn little car.
Yeah.
You always tease with him. And goddamn, I'm not racing nobody. Nope.
Man.
Nope. Yeah,
you ain't racing nobody. Fuck a punk ass nigga.
Boy, no prep. Them people won't even grab you, Shabby. You got a regular street car. You got a regular old car with no cage in it. No nothing. With radio applications and all this shit. And why these people want races?
Shut your motherfucking ass up, nigga. You weren't talking that shit when Lil Will got done run you?
Man, what Leroy say?
Man, send me your address. I'm gonna send that fighting ass girl over there. Make sure you stay woke.
I can't defend myself, Yakety Yak. I don't want to get no ass whooping. I can't fight back, man.
Yes, you can. Just to open the door for
it. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Where everybody at? Everybody quiet? Terry was on the road for 45 minutes last night.
Uh-oh, we got a hand up. We got a hand up.
Talking bullshit.
It looked like trouble.
Hey, man, tell that trick bitch my motherfucker that don't call my name unless he's talking about racing, man. That faggot motherfucker don't. Hey, man, this is a race channel, man. Trick as yet.
What's up?
What's up, Mr. Fag?
This is a race channel, motherfucker. You didn't know I want to make love channel, you trick motherfucker. Talk about racing, man.
I can't do nothing, Terry. All you want.
Well, call my name with respect, you trick motherfucker.
Man, you ain't nothing but a prostitute, you sweet walking leg motherfucker. So sweet ass.
You much my leg.
Talking all that shit. You know you fell off a donut truck, motherfucker.
That's okay. That's okay. Hey, old trick, motherfucker, why don't you go watch the NASCAR racing? That's the closest you can be to any kind of racing right now without your bones. Vaughn, give you a shit fix, motherfucker. Go downtown and watch the NASCAR.
I was hoping I could watch you if you lock in with somebody with your jerk off ass. Lock in with a motherfucker race, motherfucker.
They won't go. They won't go. The only fool stupid enough to run me that been getting away is y'all dumbass. Yeah. Y'all got three goddamn cars down. Grandmama. Jack Bubble. And Little Joe.
Jack Bubble.
Y'all seriously, Jack Bubble.
Hell yeah. It ain't no Jack Bubble, it's Jack Bubble. I bust this bubble at...
Was you on here when Marvin came on here? Marvin said he's going testing tomorrow.
I know somebody out here. Y'all get on carry your ass. Beat his ass.
Shit, you got to do it. Don't try to send nobody else to do it. Your carry ass can't do it.
Hey, I'm down right now. Here.
Well, leave him the fuck alone then, nigga.
I'm down right now. I'll be back.
Your motherfucking woman here.
I'll be back. What you cooking, baby? Skin, this woman cooking a mother. She goddamn it, heating this bread up, making a sugar sandwich. We ain't in the goddamn project no more, girl.
Come on,
that you shit, got man. You done took all the money to try to get little Joe ready. Hell, you got your motherfucker eating banana and sugar sandwiches, motherfucker. You got to meet a marinade sandwich. You dirty motherfucker, man. Come over there to the restaurant,
hey,
man. I'm going to give y'all some turkey tips and some wings, man.
Hey, baby. Listen, baby. This Terrio, his woman ugly than you. Ugly than a motherfucker. I'm for real. His woman ugly. I saw it. Look, she's so damn ugly, her eyelash was on the top of her lip.
That's not nice.
And she's still following him around.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, man. Why you got your meat, banana and sugar sandwiches, man? I'm trying to work on that raggedy ass car, man.
That motherfucker said, goddamn, I got y'all eating
banana and sugar sandwiches.
That motherfucker said real quick.
You just took all the money. You ain't paid your phone bill. You ain't brought no food in the house. You putting all the money on that radio.
Hey, Terry,
man, that's a goddamn shame,
man. Hey, Terry, I gotta get back. Hey, man, I got to get back up and running, man. Fuck that. Motherfucker around here got to starve to little more fight back up.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, a motherfucker going to come and put, hey, you ain't got no cake to put in no ass. They're going to put a banana in her ass, and you out of luck.
Hey, man, I heard you got that yellow banana stuck in your ass last night talking about cake time. Yeah, okay, motherfucker. Yeah, that girl walked all the way from Madison to your damn store to stick a banana in. Motherfucker. Stuck that banana in your ass, you holler. You ain't got to break the windows tonight. You hurt me. I'm kind of hurting back then.
Hey, man, ask your family, man, do you want me to send an Uber Eats out there, man, to get y'all some
meal food? Hey, she right here. She hear you.
What you say?
Tell me, do you want an Uber Eats? This nigga my
shit.
Oh,
shit.
I just
had
a
table
for a real
cheese
with tomato.
Hey, man, listen. Terrio don't know shit about that. Terrio, me and my
old lady. You took all the money out the house. You just took all the money.
Me and my old lady
was talking right there. Hey, man.
Hey, she said you want a grilled cheese, nigga, with a tomato.
No, man.
Hell
you
yeah.
You took all the money out working on that raggedy-ass car, man. You been fucking with that raggedy-ass car.
Working on that raggedy-ass car. Hey. I want you to come to the track and see this nigga, babe. Ain't nobody in the world walk like this motherfucker.
That's right. I'm telling you. That's right.
This motherfucker got a walk a horse can't do. Know how them deals be born, or them baby horses when they first stand up and try to walk and they legs go on? This motherfucker should have been he in the wrong thing. He should have been a fucking security guard at Walmart. I love to see this motherfucker run across the parking lot.
I told you if I did that, I wouldn't have no money to get you to put the little car back together, motherfucker.
Man, I'm finna get you that job. Fuck that. You gonna give me the money to put it back together. Come on, motherfucker. I just hope the white man ain't working fast enough. That's all, Terrio.
Hey.
That's all.
Hey, Mike.
It's paid,
Mike Daddy, all that. Mike tired of y'all ass. Y'all got to give him a raise, motherfucker.
Mike ain't putting them on the back together, man. What's wrong with you, man? Little Mo ain't come from Mike, motherfucker. Use your damn head, motherfucker. I wish it did. It would probably would have been back together the next week, motherfucker. Wrong with you? I told you I bought my own shit, man.
No, you
don't
didn't.
Listen.
No, you
now,
didn't.
Kid called me
no,
retarded.
You
the retarded,
no, you
motherfucker.
Didn't. No, you didn't. You ain't buy shit. That's,
I bought my
you
own
know
shit, Terrio.
I'm not gonna bust you out in front of your wife and all that.
Terrio, bust
your girl.
Me
I'm
out, man.
Out.
I told you
nah,
when you were saying
that,
that stupid shit. Nigga. I told you when you were saying that stupid shit.
I'm
yeah.
not gonna bust you out. Let me let you enjoy.
Terrio, man. Man, I'm finna eat this tomato sandwich, nigga, and think about when I cream in your motherfucking ass and look more foul.
It's gonna be a while. It's a long time coming.
No, it ain't no long time coming, man. Soon as far I get back that motherfucker together, down in the car, going and up your ass, I'm coming.
Yeah.
And all the rest of them motherfuckers want some. They could get it. Fuck it. It is what it is.
Yeah, man.
You ain't got the holler. Yeah. At least when I'm running, you got some action, motherfucker. You act like don't nobody mm-hmm. want to run you, man. Stop acting like that, man.
Hey, man, I wish you didn't put that motherfucker on kill to beat me then. At least you would have still been racing. You won the battle but lost the war, you dumb motherfucker. You was a dummy.
Terrio, I'm not studying you, man. I'm not studying you. You can't even give my
that motherfucker all the way up and blow that motherfucker up and shit. Motherfucker should have left
hey,
it like it was.
Little more ain't even got to be turned up to whoop your weak ass. It don't even mean to be turned up to whoop your weak ass. You ain't shit, nigga. You ain't shit. You ain't shit,
I'm running,
man.
Though. I'm up and running, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm still running.
Yeah, you running cause you slow, motherfucker. That's why you running. You need to turn that bitch up and try to get back.
Hey,
Terrio, why every time
what?
I run
at
you, man, I gap your ass 2 cars or better? Why every time we run, little Mo gap your ass 2 cars or better?
That.
He just don't whoop your ass. He gap the fuck out of you.
Yeah. I know.
Now you to grow some heart cause it's warm outside, you ain't cold no more, you want to drive your own car, man, get your goof ass off this damn line.
Soon my car get back together.
Huh? Boy, Terrio, 2 hot dogs and a grilled cheese sandwich, so I can carry that well to his ass. Let them eat something different. That damn chicken fucking with him.
Yeah.
Babe, he said turkey tips. Want me to go to Terrio, get some turkey tips for you? They might help your ass grow, girl. They might help that booty get there. I just hope it don't get you looking like his woman. No, you look like a boy, and you look better than his old lady.
You look like a fucking girl,
dude. Oh, God damn. This is so crazy.
He said, I look like a boy, and he look like a girl. How about that,
Matt?
Damn.
I'm an ugly ass
like
girl.
That, yeah.
I know I'm a ugly ass bitch. Y'all done saw me. Ain't no sense of me being no girl. I might as well kill myself. I ain't getting no action nowhere.
Damn.
Why can't
you look
your internet to my phone? Who is that?
Oh, what's the phone? What? Internet?
Yeah, I don't got
no internet. Hell, you didn't spend all the money on the internet. Hell, man, that's a goddamn thing, man.
You ain't got no
internet. You ain't got no
phone.
Hey, man, you know what come in?
You ain't got no internet,
motherfucker. No, you ain't paid the bill, old dumbass boy. Stop taking all the money out your household, man.
Stop taking all the money out your household, man.
You ain't got no food, no phone, no internet. Hey, man, what y'all doing playing Scramble? I know y'all ain't looking at no TV or nothing, man. Hell, man, you just buying all the TVs and shit.
Hey,
know that, don't you?
Hey, Terry,
I
bet you my house.
I know y'all ain't looking at no TVs.
Lock in on that, Terry. You talking that bullshit.
Hey,
I bet you my house look better
man.
Than yours. Lock in.
Hey,
500 on 5,000, you sweet bitch. Come on. Come on. I'm like your daddy. Come on. I don't even want to talk. Come on. Lock in.
After you get that bill from Lil Mo, you going to be the part of all this shit. I'm going to buy it from you.
Terry, you should junk your car by a little more for real, motherfucker. Maybe you can win.
Why? Man, hey, man. You and Fish and Jack Bubble. Y'all the three stooges. Y'all ran on Vaughn. And Vaughn lucked and ran out now too, man. So y'all fucked up out there, man.
Who fucked up? Bet you we ain't fucked up, motherfucker.
I mean that boy.
Talking that bullshit. Bet you we ain't fucked up.
Yeah, you talking
about
it like before they go.
Look at this phone.
I'm a fucked up nigga. I can't get fucked up. I got too many friends who love me, bitch.
Look,
Donna, my sock got a hole in it. It's been over Terrio house.
Terry?
You've been walking on this floor, all that damn dirt on this floor.
And it ripped my sock off.
Yeah, tell him. Tell him you ain't coming back over his house because it ripped your sock off.
Jay, you
see
Tanner?
Yeah. Let me see. Oh, my God.
That's your little boy thing. Now your big boy sees some wrong.
That's
all your
baby ones fell out.
All your baby teeth.
Hey, did you put all, you put them hoverboards and all that stuff back in the garage?
Yep.
You ain't let my dough down, bitch.
No. The ghost find the way.
The golf cart and the one.
Yeah, I can't even sit in the garage. I can't
pass it because it's poison. Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
What's
going on? What? Huh?
The golf
cart in the way. Yeah, that's for tonight. I'm awesome.
You all work tomorrow?
No,
your desk, you got a fresh braided to the back of the t-shirt, can
you? You off tomorrow?
Tomorrow? No.
Oh, I'm going to say we're going to Terry a restaurant. I want you to see this motherfucker.
I got to work. I got to be at work at 1 till 10 o'clock.
Hey, man, I know y'all ain't got quiet, man. Come on, man. Where y'all at?
Right here, man.
Hey,
come on, another guy quiet. Hey, Flop, how you doing, bro?
All up on.
Hey man, don't you take your old lady back at the restaurant. She's gonna be laughing at work all day. Can't do her job.
Man, I wanna take over there. Let her see Terry. She ain't no son of motherfucker stand like him.
You might have to press your house. Let her and then pull it back in the
And I told her that nigga wear wooden shoes, so you know she
wanna
sin.
It
don't hurt him, son. He used to them wooden shoes.
Wooden?
Yeah, he just like Pinocchio.
I'm going to make her friend Rachel here. I'm going to call you right back.
I'm
on a talk show. Hey, I'm going to call Dave. That's because you're cussing at her. No, no kids got time for that.
You know,
ain't got time for that.
You know, gonna be disrespectful.
Not to me. Man, you know how that
is.
Right. And you going to jail.
Papa, before I call the police.
Don't let us send the
police
over here.
And I'm going
to
call the police.
And pull this order of protection out on both of y'all there.
I'm going to beat her ass.
Shit, I'm on the police. They came today. Turned around sitting in a lot of shit.
You just missed a whole... Boy, I just laughed so hard right there on Grant Street by the highway. It was five mopeds.
Them motherfuckers was lying. Police got their lights on behind all of them. One went this way, one went this way. One busted a U-turn in front of him. He couldn't do shit but just keep straight to follow the three that was in front of him. But they must have busted another U-turn in the gas station. That boy, he was on their ass.
They always doing that in them charts.
I'm like, they stupid.
Always doing that. Man, where y'all at, man? God, dog, we can't crack no jokes or nothing. We got to listen to the phone silent.
I'm about to play some music and see if they get going, yeah. I'm going to have to play a song, man.
Yeah, turn that grease on. Fry Terry your ass.
Hey, is anybody like in order to be fried this week? Didn't nothing happen last week, did it?
They
like the lawyer for 50.
He just
brought
a couch
for y'all. Man, shit. Somebody need to race. Fuck that shit. Who gonna race Sunday?
Come on.
Give me a
Monday.
They race Sunday.
Sunday.
What's up?
Yeah, didn't nobody do nothing this week, man. We can't even drop them nigga in the grease, man.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. Ain't nobody doing no racing. I hate that shit.
Let's try Flop for not being able to come up with some man on my show.
Man, shit, Flop trying to goddamn a bet. Flop trying to get him a bet on. Yeah, Flop trying to get him a bet. Man, shit, we got Sunday coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody trying to go and do shit, man. That's fucked up.
What's today?
Yeah, man. Holiday weekend, man.
Yeah, somebody need to do some shit.
Yeah, man.
Hey, my arm was straight.
Your feet hurt.
Oh, we already did that, E. We already did that, E.
And it hurt your feet much.
Man, ain't nobody doing nothing. This shit crazy around here.
It's
looking that long to eat that. What's this? Yeah. Yeah. Girl, you should have made some bologna sandwich. Fuck that shit.
That's nasty shit. Eat healthy.
You need to count with
cheese with tomato is healthy.
Grilled cheese. Dairy food ain't good for you. Now your coochie start itching in the laugh at you.
Tomato sandwich.
Yeah.
Ain't good for you and cheese ain't good for you?
Dairy, not the cheese. The tomato good for you. Chan, why you looking like that, man?
Yeah.
You got to look.
What? Look how I look.
He said he's sleepy.
You sleepy?
You sleepy, sleepy, sleepy?
I'll tell you, sleepy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah, I have to do everybody today. All right, y'all, we're going to just take a little break and give people time to think a little bit, man. And if can't nobody come up with nothing after this here, man, we're going to shut them on down tonight, man. I got to play my favorite song, y'all. I think this is the baddest song that came out in a long time.
Oh yeah, don't that sound good? Well, this song goes out to anybody that got somebody they might want to hold on to, somebody that they go home to at night. See, that's what I call a good thing. I got me a good thing too. And see, I don't want to lose. Listen, I used to hang out every night, running around in the club. Yeah, I thought I I thought I never needed love. That's when God sent an angel straight down from up above. She came and swept me off my feet, showed me the meaning of true love. Now my friends, yeah, they ask me why I don't hang like I used to. Some even laugh me, call the name like old man and party pooper. But I find I don't care what they say. Tell them when I get time I might come through, but I can't come through the day. Can't wait too long.
Nobody come up with nothing? Well, I tell y'all what. We're going to shut them down. I'm glad the people came on who came on. And, hey, man, see y'all again next Friday. Same time. Same day.
Hey, you
talk
brothers have a beautiful holiday.
Yes, sir. Everybody have a beautiful holiday. And keep Vic and his family in y'all prayers.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen to you,
sitting
brother.
Sitting on my trans break, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor.
Sitting on my trans break, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor.
How? There I go, baby, and I'm in the groove.
On the motor.
Mm-hmm.
On the motor.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Attention.
Hey, bro, hey.
Attention. That is all.
Oh, man. Y'all play too much.